fought for you before, I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, one of the bright stars of the blogosphere, he is Stephen Turley. He is a scholar, speaker, author. He has his own YouTube channel with 760,000 subscribers. Not followers, subscribers. People that are actually paying money. Wow. Stephen Turley will join us. He has an amazing column out that makes the not-so-bold prediction that, believe it or not, Joe Biden's not going to run for president. He's not going to run for re-election. No, that's what Stephen Turley says. We'll find out what that's all about coming up. Also, don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up at 2:05. I am so excited. Monday is always dreaded by many. I love Mondays because it's new challenges, new pursuits, and we'll tackle them all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants as our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The U.S. will stage a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing to protest Chinese human rights abuses, the White House has confirmed. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says American athletes will still attend the Beijing Olympics.
I don't think that we felt it was the right step to penalize athletes who have been training, preparing for this moment. And we felt that we could send a clear message by not sending an official U.S. delegation.
China has vowed firm countermeasures against the boycott. President Biden set to consult by phone with European allies about Russia's troop buildup on the Ukraine border. This is one day ahead of his highly anticipated video meeting with President Vladimir Putin. Officials from leading NATO members, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy, are expected to be on today's call with the president. The Biden-Putin conversation also is expected to touch on cybersecurity, Iran's nuclear program, and other issues of mutual concern. Also at townhall.com, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says new health order expands city vaccine mandates, asking private employers to require their workers get vaccinated against COVID-19.
We now are going to deepen that effort by requiring all employees and patrons to have, from 12 years old and up, two doses and that will take effect on December 27th.
The move by de Blasio comes as cases are climbing again in the U.S. and the worrisome but little understood Omicron variant is gaining a toehold in New York and elsewhere around the country. The Dow is up 647 points and the NASDAQ 139. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Some immediate relief, yeah, sort of, could be on the way for drivers who braved the congested Interstate 15 southbound from Las Vegas to Southern California. In a joint statement made yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said the Golden State will use about $12 million to temporarily expand a five-mile stretch of southbound 15 from State Line to California's Food and Agriculture Station. The project is expected to begin in the spring of next year and be completed by summer until a more permanent solution is discussed. Well, a longtime advocate for Nevada taxpayers has passed away. Carol Velardo, the former president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, died yesterday here in Las Vegas. Velardo started with the NTA in 1986, was made president in 1989, a position she held until her retirement in 2016. Members of the business community, including the Vegas Chamber, called Velardo a trusted voice that served the best interests of our state. Carol Velardo was 80 years of age. Caesar, South Point, and the Westgate all lost in the NFL yesterday. We'll have more on that next hour.
Time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, expect some major delays downtown as you try to squeeze through the construction zone on Interstate 515. Westbound at Eastern, eastbound at Main Street. You'll also touch the brakes there. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is incredible what is going on. The poll numbers for our president are cratering, and it's getting worse, not better. He goes out on the stump. He goes out across the country trying to sell the infrastructure package, the Build Back Broke package. And the more he's out, the lower his numbers go. What will happen? Stephen Turley is a scholar, speaker, and author. His YouTube channel has over 760,000 subscribers, and he joins us now. Stephen, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kevin, especially after hearing that montage of absurdities.
Well, no, I mean, the more he goes out, the lower his numbers go.
It's so true. You know you're having a bad day when that's the calculus that's governing your life, that's for sure.
I want to ask you about your most recent piece that I found fascinating, that essentially you're predicting that Biden will not run in 2024. What do you base that on?
Yeah, and I'm beginning to wonder if the same is with Kamala as well. It's pretty fascinating. Well, I mean, we have to understand just how bizarre and unprecedented these last 10 months have been, you know, with Biden. He came in, you'll remember, Kevin, we were told he was the single most popular man to have ever been elected to office, right? 81 million votes, far more than Obama got in 2008. He was the single most popular president ever. And in a mere 10 months, we have seen a cataclysmic fall. I mean, his poll numbers, Jimmy Carter would have loved hanging out with this guy back in the late 70s with poll numbers like these. We've had, I believe, the fifth poll in a row that shows him just buried in the 30s. This guy, I mean, and it's something important to remember, too. This didn't start with Afghanistan. ABC Washington Post poll had him at the third lowest polling of any president after 100 days in office since 1945. And so when you look at all of these polls and you look at just the horrible media that's been coming out actually openly questioning whether or not he's even going to run in 2024, that's when you have to wonder, you know, it's not like the media suddenly got honest on us. The mainstream media is still, I mean, they have openly declared that they are advocates for the Democratic Party, right? Fairness is over. The days of equal time and so on is over. They are advocates for the Democrats. When they're giving literally postmortems of Biden before even 2024 comes, those aren't so much descriptive of what's going on, even though they are. That's much more prescriptive, I would argue. They are telling the Democrats, you better find somebody else and find them quick, because Biden isn't going to be around cognitively for sure in 2024. And so I'm kind of mirror reading a lot of the press that we're seeing, the negative press, not just for him, but even for Kamala as well, as basically the media complex coming out and telling the Democrats, you guys better find us a couple of better candidates here, or else Trump or DeSantis or whoever is going to steamroll us in 2024.
Again, the author of TurleyTalks.com, Stephen Turley. And my question is pretty simple. Will Biden walk the plank on his own, or will he be forced overboard? What do you think?
I don't think he's doing anything on his own anymore. I don't think it'll be I don't think it'll be as aggressive. I think he'll just be, you know, Jill will point him to the plank and he'll just walk there happily and merrily on his way. I do think it's going to be something he'll volunteer with at some point. I don't think he expected to be running in 2024. I don't think anyone, frankly, really expected. In their more open movements, the Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, they'll come out and more or less admit that. And that's why they were so excited about Kamala originally, until they started seeing these poll numbers and then just seeing how horrible she's been. So what are you noticing? I mean, you're noticing Cory Booker headlining at a recent event in New Hampshire at a Democrat fundraiser. You're noticing Elizabeth Warren openly endorsing these Democrat candidates across the country for a little back scratching. Amy Klobuchar has been doing some things. Pete Buttigieg, his name has been floated around. So, and it's kind of embarrassing if you think it through. It's not like they have any new blood. It's not like they've got a Ron DeSantis emerging or anything like that. They're just going to their old, you know, D-list lineup from 2020 that couldn't even defeat Joe Biden, if you think about it. So it's looking really interesting here, but I just think in the end there'll be some Games of Thrones activity going on here, and Biden, I think, in the end, is just going to – he's not going to be around for 2024. That's at least – if it's looking this bad after 10 months, just imagine another 36 months.
I'm curious about the support for Pete Buttigieg and what the attraction of this guy, who to me was lackluster at best during the campaign. What is the attraction to him and the idea of a Kamala Harris-Pete Buttigieg ticket? Doesn't sound very impressive to me.
Yeah, that's what CNN was pushing last week. I don't know if they're going to be pushing that anymore. The amount of bad press she's gotten just in the last 72 hours, you know, with her latest, not chief of staff, but one of her a senior advisor,
senior staff,
Sanders.
Yeah.
Right, she announced her resignation. Politico's reporting you're going to see all kinds of resignations coming from her, because in the end they just say she's a bully and she's a horrible person. I mean, that's the bottom line. They actually called her management style soul destroying. So maybe Buttigieg just got pushed up a notch. Why is he so popular? Yeah, I got to be honest, Kevin. I mean, I just think in the end, because, you know, for classical conservatives, we believe in civic virtue. We believe a society is run best when its citizens are self-governing. And to be self-governing, we have to be a virtuous people. We have to learn the true, the good, and the beautiful. All our founding fathers were educating what's called classical education and the like. And so they learned moral theory. They were, you know, upstanding citizens and this kind of stuff. For Democrats, they've replaced a virtue economy with a victim economy. And so now the new rock stars, as it were, the new ideal citizen, are your victims. And so this is why everyone's trying to be, even Meghan Markle is trying to be a victim, you know, even Oprah's royalty is trying to be a victim today, because that's how you get ahead. And so I think they just look at people who are in this, quote, marginal communities that have supposedly been victimized and disenfranchised all this time, and this is their moment to shine, as it were. It's stupid. I don't think it's – I mean, I think the Virginia, New Jersey elections a couple of few weeks back showed people have no interest in that nonsense at all. They want just good, clean, common-sense governance. The Democrats aren't giving us that. They've gone so far left. So that's left the political center for the taking for the Republicans, and they're doing a darn good job of grabbing it.
Stephen Turley joining us, scholar, speaker, author. His YouTube channel, over 760,000 subscribers. That is incredible. I want to ask you, though, that if you're predicting that Biden will not run in 2024, what is there that could save his bacon? What is there that he could do? Is it the Build Back Better bill, if he could get that passed? Or is that just going to be another nail in the coffin?
Yeah, that'll be another nail. That's what they're finding with this latest infrastructure bill. We were told forever while it was getting debated and held up in legislation that Democrats need this. They got to pass this to show that the adults are in charge, blah, blah, blah. Well, now they're finding out that his poll numbers are even worse after it's passed than before. No legislation is going to save him. One theory is that one of the reasons why we're seeing all the negative press with Kamala is he's trying to Spiro Agnew her. So Nixon would leak all this bad press with his vice president Spiro Agnew to make him look ungovernable, and that way he thought he was safe from being impeached or anything like that. So one theory, I know Dick Morris has been pushing that. He's noticed that the reporters who've been pushing negative Kamala articles, they've all been pretty much pro-Biden reporters. They've been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years. They all click glasses at the end of the day. So they like Joe, and they're trying to save him and keep him safe by making Kamala look like someone who's not competent to govern. That thus far seems to have been the strategy. The problem is they're just both going down. And when you have 2022 midterms coming up, where one Democratic pollster is calling it an electoral Armageddon for the left, an impending Armageddon, if you see a major disaster on the horizon actually happen, I just don't know what they're going to do after that. They're going to see that as a precursor for 2024. So I don't know if there's really anything that could save them at this point. We'll see how it all plays out, but it's certainly, when the very fact that you have left-wing mainstream media openly discussing who else can we run in 2024, that's not just descriptive, that is prescriptive. And I'm drawing from that something called agenda setting theory. It's a study in the academy where it's actually the media that governs the agenda. It's not so much politicians. It's long been recognized, the mainstream media, whatever it focuses on, whatever current events get the attention, that's a major driver of what counts as a viable political agenda. So if the media is pushing this notion that we need some new blood in 2024, that is prescriptive for their allies in the Democratic Party to start finding some alternatives.
I want to ask you about this new Rasmussen poll that just came out. 58% of likely voters, this is overall, believe that Biden is not up to the job of being president. Do you think he could leave office before 2024?
I do. And again, this is going to be the interesting thing with the Kamala dynamic. This is why I think he's trying to push back on Kamala as much as possible. So I think you do have a bit of a civil war going on among the Biden group versus the Kamala group. And the Biden group is trying to keep their man in office till 2024. And the way they're trying to do it is make Kamala look like she's not competent to govern. The problem, as you're seeing here, is that that has one major point of fail, and that is that there's the assumption that Joe Biden is competent to govern. Nobody believes that anymore. Two-thirds of the population don't even want to see him run again. I mean, how do you what do you do with that? Not even Jimmy Carter was getting polls like this. So I do. I think you could see him fail before then. I don't know what's going to happen with Kamala. I mean, there's been a theory that they'll both get pushed out, and then you have Nancy Pelosi in there for a little while. But given what they see happening in the next few months in the midterms, a year from now, that's not viable either. So I think they're just up a creek. There's really no viable alternative. I guess they could always, they can always stage another crazy January 6th. Or they could try to find some black swan event to profit off of, as it were. But right now, it just seems like everybody is on to it. Most people, the latest poll showed most people thought there were some shenanigans going on in the election in November of 2020. That did affect the outcome. Most people think the Democrats are way too radical. There was a postmortem in the Washington Examiner from Byron York from the Virginia election, and Democrats found that they had a substantial part of their base actually abandon them because they felt like the Republicans were listening to that. They were parents, and they felt like Republicans were listening to them, whereas their Democratic representatives were listening to teachers' unions. So they're just seen as the party of the elite. They're aloof. They're in with the mainstream media, and they're all talking about, Pete Buttigieg, a small town mayor, just suddenly becoming president with no qualifications, who's led one of the worst supply chain crises we've seen in a century. So they're just completely out of touch. They used to think, well, and they were right, that they could set the agenda, the Walter Cronkite years and the like. The media really was able to set the agenda. It was very influential in determining what Americans thought would were the highest political priorities. Those days are over. Talk radio with alt media coming in, with what's called the network society, where information has been decentralized from any kind of, you know, monopolistic control via the major networks and the like. They just don't have that kind of power anymore. So, I just think that they're in a position where it's a lose lose.
I'm looking at our monitor here in studio, and I've got C-SPAN up watching the Senate in action, and they're talking a lot about the Build Back, what we call the Build Back Broke deal. And I'm just curious, what are the prospects that Joe Manchin will stand up and be counted, that Kyrsten Sinema will do likewise? Maybe there will be even some other members of the delegation. Do you think it passes?
I don't, not at this point, no. As I understand it, the moment that particularly Manchin gives in, he stops being the most powerful man in Washington. As long as he doesn't give in, both sides do everything they can to cater to him. The moment he gives in, nobody cares about him in the least. So all of his power is wrapped up in the fact that he doesn't cooperate.
Stephen, how do folks find you? How do 760,000 have apparently found you, but I'm curious how folks that are listening right now can pick up on what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, they can go to my website at turleytalks.com, or they can just punch in my name, Dr. Steve Turley, and they'll find me on YouTube.
Hey, Stephen, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your week, and thanks for joining us. We'll have you on again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin. God bless.
There you go. Good guy. Stephen Turley, the author, speaker, scholar, and YouTube star. 760,000. That's a lot of folks subscribing, not just following, not just saying, yeah, I like it. These are not just likes. It's kind of scary. I think it's about 759,999 more than me. Stay where you are. More to two as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options,